Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and it's transformation and tonight's, right? And that could be a little confusing, I think. But what's your intention? Intention is being really clear about what you say. For instance, in your business, your career, your spiritual life, romance, health, and life choices. And being clear about receiving prosperity, okay? I am going to be clear about paying my bills on time, okay? That's my intention. And so you stick with that, right? Or I am going to create a great vacation for myself and my lover or my spouse or my mate. And that's a clear intention. I'm going to meet the man or woman of my dreams. That's a clear intention. I'm going to get married in 2016. I had somebody tell me that one day. I go, well, let's back up a little bit. Let's start with getting a boyfriend first. Okay, so that's an intention, being real clear or being really direct on what you're looking to manifest and what you're looking to have, okay? So you think about it in my career, in my business, Angel Coaches, I would like to take myself and anyone that is an angel coach with me or light worker with me, and we all raise our vibration and show others how to raise their vibration across the world, city by city, state by state, country by country, and not only here, it affects everybody in the whole universe. It's a vibration. So that's what I would like to do in my business. I want to take angel coaches around the world and help everybody live with a prosperous life. Okay, that's probably a better way of saying it. And so the art of allowing, okay, let me ask you guys this first. Have you ever had a situation where things don't happen fast enough, right? You go, I've been asking for this job. I'm really clear. I'm really direct to the universe, to my higher power. This is how I meditate, that I would like this job. And it doesn't happen. Or you would like to get back together with the guy or woman of your dreams, or you feel. Or you would like to meet the woman or man of your dreams. Or you'd like to get married. Or you'd like your marriage to be better. Whatever it is, and it just doesn't happen. Has it ever happened to you? I know. It's happened to me, too. So I'm going to take the having clear intentions, and what you really need to do to make them happen or create them to happen even quicker, faster, is allowing. And what is the, and this is in our book, by the way. You mean there's a law that says he's attracted to me? You can go to angelcoaches.org and get that from Diane myself. We wrote it about a year and a half ago. And the art of allowing is the ability to remove the mental and emotional roadblocks that prohibit you from maintaining a positive expectations. Let me, and this is actually from our book, and I'll give you an example of this, all right? Because I think relationships are the best. I had a client call me one day, and his name is Tom. Well, he's not really Tom, but you have to change the name. You know how that goes. And he says, I'm talking to him, and I said, hey, Tom, how's everything going with your girlfriend? And he says, hey, we're doing great. And remember, you know, we're talking about taking our relationship a step further. And I go, oh, cool. I go, what's that mean? And he says, she's going to move in with me whenever she finds a job that is close to where my house is. And she thinks that since she's just renting an apartment in Seattle and I own my own house in Los Angeles. And I go, I know that you wanted this for a long time. He goes, yeah, I've been hoping and praying for it. And she goes, and he says to me, he goes, and we've talked about, you know, I had created a meditation for him to use and, affirmations to use. And he said, and my new job, because he was worried about money. Haven't we all been worried about money when we start a new relationship or whatever? He says, but my new job is going tremendous, great. And he goes, I'm making a lot more money. So here's my question to you, Tari. When do you think she will move here? And that's what Tom asked me. Remember, we're talking about the art of allowing to get, you know, not only create your intentions to happen, but get them to happen in divine and perfect timing. Because, you know, I think that my time sometimes is better than God's time, right? And I know you guys are probably the same way. There's for the delay. And I looked at him or on the phone, I felt his energy. I said, when you allow her to. And I told him, I said, here's the deal, Tom. And I say this to myself because I've dealt with this. We allow our old fears to stop us from taking that next step. And you're allowing those old fears about being broke, financially not being stable enough to have her live with you. And you're letting your fear of money stop you from getting the girl of your dreams to move in. And so that's, you know, and he's like, I could hear him on the other line, or, you know, the other end of the phone line, scratching his head like the Tin Man, right? You know, top of his head. He says, "You," and I say, "You're making a lot more money and to support both of you. And if she leaves her job now and moves in with you before she finds another, you can, that's okay, because you can tell, you can suggest that to her because you can do that and help her like that." And, you know, and I said, "So if you ask her to move in, what do you think she'll say without getting the job first?" He says, "I think she'll probably say yes." And, by the way, they're married now and, have a baby and so on. And I said, "So what's stopping you from, you know, from asking her? And, you know, what do you want more? Do you want her, or do you want to and allow her to move in and bring you a lot of joy, bring her get a lot of joy from you?" And so I'm asking you, one, when allow it, and how much money do you need to make before the two of you live together? And I said, you know, I said it wouldn't take a woman with 2 degrees, because that's what she had, 2 degrees and a lot of education, a lot of experience, to find a great job. And he goes, "You know, you're right." So, and then I asked him this. I said, "How much money do you need to see in your bank account before you think you can afford to feed a tiny woman who hardly eats anything, most of the time? You're blocking." And I told him, I said, "Listen, Tom, you're blocking yourself from getting what you want. If you want her to live with you, you need to take a look at those old fears and ask yourself, why are they still controlling you?" And we never realize that, guys. We just don't. And maybe you need to write a few a new meditation that says, "I am having sex every night with the woman of my dreams," right? So she'd have to live with him. And he said, I said, "Don't you think that would help?" And he says, "I'm on it." And I bet he was. But anyway, as I said, they're pregnant now and having a baby. Remember, Tom used positive affirmations and positive thinking, you know, to attract her to him. And money was important to him. It is to all of us, okay? And we don't want to be broke. We don't want to be, you know, not have. And I get that, because I've had that situation myself, you know. It out. And you know, so he had that block from, you know, when years ago, you know, where he, when he was young, a lot younger, and where he thought he needed to hold on to his money, and that he would always have to live, that he would be without. And that's hard. How many of us do that, though? So I'm talking about money, because that's such a general thing that we all need or have, you know. And and so when he looked at that, and he says, "I want to live in the now, and help me heal that old feeling," because it's, you know, we don't even realize it sometimes, guys, our angels. It's in the back seat of our car. You know, we're in the front seat driving, and that back fear is there, just, and it's been there for a long time. It's an old feeling. And then you have situations that come up that say, "Hey, look at it and heal it," or not, you know. So he's looking at it and healing it. And this is one thing he and I talked about. The key to allowing life to desire to stop letting past issues, whether it's a man, woman, money, whatever, hold you back. You know, so, and I know this, some issues are so embedded in us, you guys, that we don't even realize it, all right? And so one of the things that I recommend, you know, this is part of the art of allowing, angels, God, show me something that I need to work on to heal my life so I can have a great life of prosperity and love and joy. And I have come up about it. I'm going to put it on facebook.com/angelcoaches. It's a story, but I now that it's held me back, you know, different things. So you can read it, facebook.com/angelcoaches. It's just a beautiful love story. You know, so, and that's something that, you know, I look at too as well, because I know myself that I have, you know, I have dreams, and in these dreams, I'll dream about stuff from the past. And I'm literally looking at it and saying, okay, why is this happening again? Why am I afraid to whatever it is that I'm afraid to do? You know, there are people afraid of commitment, and I don't think I am. I am afraid of, you know, red flags that pop up, because I talk to so many people about things. So I realize that's their stuff. This is my stuff. And that's been able to really, really face, look at, feel it, heal it, and move on, you know, and realize that it's me. You know, I have a great living, and I do really well, and I'm so appreciative of it. I really am. But, you know, there's times that there's to live, you know, have you ever lived in survival mode, robbing Peter to pay Paul? We've all done that, whether it's been in college, whether it's been, you know, when we have our families, whether it's been we lost our job, whatever that is. And that's an old feeling that has stuck with me. And I had to really learn how to heal it so that I could come live in the now, look at my situation, say, yeah, I'm ready to and enjoy my life and realize I have financial prosperity, financial solidness in my life, and continuing to build, you know. So that's something I want to share with you, that my own experience, you know. I have a friend of mine die. She actually wrote the book, and you get a story in here, a bits of it. She said, you know, we practice what we preach here at Angel Coaches, and she's a new coach. She actually does Saturday, and she and I do a relationship show together on Sundays. And we're taking a break from it. But we're getting ready to restart it. But she told me, she says, Cherie, she goes, we were talking about, you know, her own stuff. And she had a boyfriend that she really loved. Sound familiar? And she felt he was her soulmate. Well, long story short, he cheated on her. And she started having dreams that they were lived across the street from her. He was clean out of her home and got all these boxes and all these things, the old boxes. And she was down in the basement cleaning out old boxes. And she realized that what, you know, looking at him, she had ignored her feelings of being cheated, not valued, or not putting her own feelings first, right? Because you need to put your feelings first. Don't expect your guy or your girl to do it if you don't do it for yourself. And so she said, and she realized that she needed to look at her marriage, that, you know, she was divorced and everything, that she was able to heal something inside of her. And she now has a great relationship. Her and her guy are going to Vail this weekend to enjoy a little mini vacation. I'm so happy for her. But it's been a real thing of what, you know, the art of allowing, because I know that she's in a relationship, including this one. They've got a great relationship. Really look at what she has, and that's what she's done. And so when she cleaned up and healed those old feelings from when she was married, and when she was a small child, and looked at him, then she was able to live in the now with her guy. Okay, and he's able to live in the now with his girl Di. And so how cool is that? So all these past things can be roadblocks from keeping you from meeting the man or woman of your dreams. Because imagine if you're holding. Feel you meet that woman or your guy, and they say something to you, and it brings up an old feeling that, well, does he really mean that, or does she really mean that, or is she just saying this to get this from me, or she's just saying this so that I will do this for her, right? That's an old feeling, you know, because these people, and they're not causing it, by the way. That feeling is in you and mirroring something that our weakness in you that you need to look at if you choose, okay? And that's what the art of allowing is, looking at those old blocks, old emotional blocks, because they are that's from an emotional situation too as well. And you know, just remember that those things are that those things really need to be dealt with. And something that I'm learning to do for myself, because I realized that to have a life of prosperity, if I'm bringing all those old feelings with it, then it doesn't work. It just doesn't. You know? And I was like, wow, I don't like that. I don't like feeling like that. And I realized it's not that person standing in front of me, okay? You know, physically or literally or you know, on the other line or in my life right now. That feeling of before, you know, and we all have pain, okay? So the art of allowing is all about focus. Focus is a force. I want you guys to remember, focus on the past, you're going to bring negativity into your present relationship. How sexy is that? And it sabotages your future. And when you have a lot of thoughts of the past hurts and only allow them to cause you more, it causes you more pain in the present. And you bring it right on into your future. Focusing on positive, loving, abundant your life will bring you more of the same. Okay, so the art of allowing is a force, but it also, if you're not getting your getting that job, you're not getting that woman or man, usually it's something, a block that you have within you. Okay, can it be something from them? Maybe, I get that, but there's always, it, they've got their stuff, you've got stuff, and they're mirroring something that you need to look at within yourself. Okay, and also when you start healing those past hurts, okay, and one of the things I do is before I go to bed at night, I go, God, angels, you know, send a masters, causal plane, whatever you, whoever your higher power is, higher power to me, what I need to look at to have the best life I can possibly have, and to teach and believe and know that I'm living in the now. You know what I mean? Eckhart Tolle has a great book, The Power of Now. And, you know, and he's so amazing. But he really explains it on a much higher, deeper level than I'm doing right now. I'm trying to give you guys some ideas that you can do to create the life of your life. So with clear intention, and I write my down, like angel curtain around the world in every media with everybody else that wants to join and hold hands, arms, whatever, so make a difference by our vibration and showing others there to live a life. So something that I believe in and the truth. And then one of the things as well, and it really requires you to help the old past stop, okay, is expected to, you know, tomorrow I don't, maybe some people have, but I really tomorrow to wake up and day to play. So whatever you're looking to happen, like expect that job, expect that health, expect that chance, whatever it is, like expect that prosperity for you, expect it, and it happens. There's just no way around that. So I give you, because I got that super for myself not too long ago. And the story that I'm actually, it's like a blog, and it's a beautiful, beautiful story. But, you know, and you'll see it tomorrow, probably maybe later on tonight. The things that I got from someone years ago, and he says to me, he goes, Tari, he died. And he says to me, he goes, Tari, always lead with your heart. I don't know, somewhere, you know, we get screwed up, forget to do that. Anything you do. Art of allowing, that's a focus. And if it's not happening, then ask, you just show me the block I need to look at. Show me from my soul, not my personal. And that way when you're sleeping in, you get a better view of it and you won't be emotional about it. Key thing is, show me what I need to look at. Show me the four. Be really clear with which, and then the third thing is it to happen. When I be clear what you're looking to create, maybe you write them down and read them, okay? I'm saying, and raise your awareness, which I did a whole show on that days ago. Meditation, right? And you say, I need to look at and heal in my life. It's a great life of prosperity. You are not a victim here. I, neither is anyone. I want to hear about that. Expect, have it happen, right? And ask the old feelings that keep you from having what you're looking to create and settling for something that is half-assed in your life, because nobody wants half-assed. They don't want mediocre. We want the best, right? And that's who we are. And so those are some things there. And raise your awareness. How do you raise your awareness? Well, you can raise your awareness by meditation. You know, you can raise your awareness by affirmations, breathing, visualization, all of those things, and then your intuition gets stronger, and then the messages become more clear that you're what you're looking to create. And listen to that show. The show's here. Tonight's show will be available 365 days, 24/7 days a year. The shows on the that I did on developing your intuition and raising your awareness is 365 days a year, 24/7. As the other angel, that's a lot of stuff. Even if you start just saying, hey, show me what I need to look at and heal in my life, and show me from my soul. Don't show me from my curtain. You say, show me from my soul. You don't want to see it from your personality, because then it just make you mad again and angry, right? You've ever thought about something, just got mad all over again? I have, right? And so just remember that too as well. Those are a few things that will help you guys, and know this, that you have a lot of angels out there that will help you too as well. I think God lives in each and every one of us. And while part of God, God's like the ocean, and we're like waves in the ocean, right? The angels are wonderful too as well. I like Michael, he gives motivation, strength, courage to look at things and to deal with them. And that's hard sometimes, right? And then once you do it and you continue to do it, it becomes easy. And then you can also ask for Archangel Shamuel, who helps with soulmate relationships. The biggest relationship is with yourself, okay? And look at Tom and his woman. They've got a baby now, and they're married, and he had that old stuff about money, you know, that was when, since he was a child, and he had to hold on to it because he grew up in a really rough household, okay? And sometimes it's not about a rough household, it's just growing up, and you know, you take on those little, we're little sponges as children, we're sponges as adults too, but especially as kids, and we take this from our family or our teachers or a lot of people. So remember, there's a lot of past stuff you can look at and heal. To heal and to show you a weakness within you, and also show you the good. And you're only a mirror to show him or her the good and also that weakness. Go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and check out some of the stuff that people are writing. I know Whitney, great article. Angelcoaches.org, we got a lot of new angels there that do a lot of cool stuff, different things, so check it out. And with Di, she's doing one at 11:30. You guys, you want to learn how to write and publish a book and relationships, she's a great one with that, for that. She's amazing, okay? She's the one that helped me write the book. She had a book, The Return of Mikey, that went to number 13 in most inspirational books, and I was like, I want her to help me write this one. So she did, and I wanted to help her write it, and we wrote it together and had a lot of fun with it. But you mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to on by my name, Tari Abbott or Diane Bucci, and it's fun because it's humorous, it's got a lot of insight, it's got a lot of intuition in it, and it's got a lot of angels that you can call on to help you. And instead of saying, give me the guy, why isn't he come yet, or give me the girl, or why doesn't the job come, show me what I need to heal and look at, and then I want it so I can have the great life that I'm looking to create in every area. All right, everybody, take care, have a great day. Like I said, next show is Saturday morning, 11 a.m. East Coast time. I'm traveling, so it's been a little crazy and hectic with the shows. Thank you so very much for being patient. I love all of you guys who support us. Let us know what you want to hear about. And as I said, I've got a great story, facebook.com/angelcoaches. You will love it. Love it, love it, love it. It'll make you cry. All right, made me cry. I was like, right here. Anyway, take care. Bye now.